So is Auntie Vera Charles kind of like a genie or something? Anytime you mention her name, she like pops up because you mentioned her name and then she popped up in
Fatty.
The chat room.
It's kind of like how Fatty will at the beginning of his show, he plays all those clips of people that use his name. That's how he knows that they use this service. I can only imagine it is some kind of service that calls them or uses a telegraph to send out a message to them.
Is it kind of like the bat phone or something like that?
It is. It's the bat phone. Your name has been mentioned. Your name has been mentioned.
Yes, Auntie Vera, your name has now been mentioned on Pride48.com. Go right over.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Kind of like a genie or something.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1339 of the BFO for Thirsty, the 14th of March, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, little show, y'all. I got a lot of voice letters, and we're going to go into the mailbag. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, humpers. Big Fatty, that was yesterday. Well, it's today, too. What do you mean, Big Fatty? Well, here's a hint.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Dear Gussie Big Fatty, why did I ask? Question, y'all. It's true. I'm a little late in getting this little show recorded because y'all, this gentleman caller that stopped by right after work, and y'all, he didn't have much time. We're gonna call him the hurry up, Mr. Gentleman Caller. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all, it may have been quick, but it was good. It was good. Let me just tell you, yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely and just what you needed to do on Hump Day. Y'all, it's true. It is true. So, anyway, I'm glad he had as much fun as I did. Yes, Big Fatty, either that or he's like that Mr. Mike Lawson, a big liar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it looks like the contest that Miss Bacon is doing to give the $1,000. Big Fatty, it's not $1,000 to get people to leave comments that the BFO is working. We had 9 for yesterday and 5 for Wednesday.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is RC in Madison, Wisconsin, just calling to ask you a question. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Aussie Martinez from up there in Cheese Curd Nation of Wisconsin. Aussie?
Okay, what is the craziest sex injury you've ever heard of? And I guess the second part of this question would be, have you ever been a part of a sex injury? Like, have you ever injured somebody or been injured while having sex? Okay, that's my question. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Aussie, the excellent questions. Excellent questions. We can always depend on Aussie to have a vulgar question for us on X Big Fatty, and we appreciate that, Aussie. You know, there are all kinds of things that you read about on the inner tubes, or that you hear the horror stories about different objects being lodged in cavities. Be very vulgar! Or something perhaps stuck inside something. Big Fatty, that's a double vulgar. And I think probably the the most common sex injury is a little protein in the eye. Big Fatty, you can say that again. And yes, Big Fatty has been involved in a sex injury. I was standing on a chair at the Horror Hotel. Just so that I was at an appropriate height, if you get what I mean. And I kind of shifted my weight, and the chair flipped, and I fell on the ground, and it knocked the breath out of me. Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, I got a card in the mail today all the way from the other world, or the side of other side of this world, and it said a mirror, but it's a button that's missing the pin. And on the back side, the pin is missing, but the front side, it's a picture of me. It's a self-portrait. And I got it in the mail from...
It's a pig.
No, don't. Why did you say that? Don't. You're not allowed to leave messages on the voicemail. You have to be 18 or older.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all, that is Miss Bacon. And y'all, evidently that Kim Beaver sent Miss Bacon a card. And y'all, I was playing the Words with Friends with Miss Beaver on two, I say, Tuesday night. And I said, Miss Bacon really liked the button that you sent her. And y'all, Miss Beaver was like, what button? What? Huh? I'm confused. I'm tired. What button? And I said, well, she said it was some sort of button that was in a card that you sent her. And Miss Beaver goes, I sent her a little pocket mirror that had the picture of a pig on the back side of it. I said, well, maybe she was just confused. You know how those KBs are. And I said, but I can assure you that she was thrilled beyond belief to be receiving it. So anyway, that just made that Kim Beaver's day. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And y'all, speaking of Kim Beaver, y'all, I got a message on the 20 that there had been a post over at the lodge. Y'all, if you are not privy to the lodge, y'all send that that Kim Beaver. It's Kim's Beaver at gmail.com, and tell her you want to be able to come into the lodge and look around. But y'all, she posted a lovely picture of Big Fatty, and y'all, it just want a big old huge bacon sandwich. Big Fatty, you look like death in that picture. Well, right.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Melissa calling. Melissa's a confused. I just wanted to call and say hi. Haven't called into the Under the Shoe in quite some time, so I just thought I would do it and say hi. Hi, Poodle McNeagle. How are you?
Hi.
I love you. And
I love you,
I miss
too.
You, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Vegas, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That is Melissa the Confused out there in the California, eh? And you know I've got a cat here. From her that I'm going to open on Tamari's little show, because y'all, it's got all the little leprechaun icons on there, and the shamrocks, and the pot of gold, Big Fatty. And so we're going to open that on Tamari's little show, because that'll be the last little show before the big St. Patty's Day weekend, where, you know, everybody's Irish. Big Fatty, how do you know that? Because my dick is double. Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
Rick Cuddy, it's me, Larry, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I'm calling, I'm here in Rome, I'm here at the Vatican, and I'm calling because I guess you just heard the big news, and unfortunately it is not Pope Bacon. We're a little, the crowd that's gathered here is a little taken aback. I don't know if you can hear them. There's some booing and hissing going on. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know, live from the Vatican, it's me, Larry Vader, and not good news. So, also, by the way, are you having some sort of convulsions? We hear that the grin doctor isn't working for you. So, ruined. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was old Vader, and it sounds like he's in the death copter. He is there in Vatican City, and evidently, don't cry for me, Argentina, is going to be riding around in the Pope Mobile now, rather than Pope Bacon, who would be, of course, riding around in a Chevrolet Red, sleek, sophisticated, and stylish. The envy of all your friends, the Chevrolet Red. Vena, thank you so much, and y'all, the grin doctor has indeed been wonky. It's been wonky. And y'all, it mercifully fixed itself so that my gentleman caller could come by. Big Fatty, there's always a silver lining.
All right. Well, it wasn't hickory smoke, but that's okay. Because, you know, then I can just keep being a sinner. And if eating a pound of bacon a day isn't a sin, well, it should be. Womp womp. To Argentina, Pope.
Oh, Pope. Oh, okay. Dear Gussie. Big Fanny, what? Y'all, evidently, Miss Bacon, she seems to be taking it well. Perhaps she'll drown her sorrows with one of her favorite, what do you call those? Or, you know, the spirits, you know, as in the, her Holy Spirit is called Cap Morgan. Yes, Big Freddy, it sure is. Yeah, I guess, y'all, you know, yesterday I was telling you about the episode of Dallas I was getting ready to watch, and it's about the one where they put old JR on the ground, because, you know, Larry Hagman passed away, and y'all, I have to give a great deal of credit. I think that the show handled his death with dignity. It gave the other actors that had become close to him over the years a chance to their characters to have a farewell, and it also kept a storyline going that would involve JR for many seasons to come, I think. Y'all, the other thing I want to talk about is that Smash. I'm going to watch it right after I finish recording this little show. But y'all, evidently, people are saying that Smash, which is about the Broadway show tunes, that it's jumped the shark. And y'all, you know, I really like the show, and I hope that it does well. But y'all, I'm confused with the term "jump the shark" because, you know, from just listening to other little shows, "jump the shark" it's gotta have something to do with hockey, doesn't it, Big Fatty? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, y'all, the pollen is up here in Charleston. It's in my throat. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar. Y'all, I want to catch up on some e-letters that I've received. You know, these little stories and things. You know, your mama probably has already sent it to you, but y'all, I thought I'd share a few of them. This one comes to me from Brian out there in Denver. You know, he's recently moved, and he says there was these three farmers that worked. No, they didn't. They wanted to win the state fair contest for having the largest hog. They decided they would stick a cork in the pig's ass and feed him for a month before the fair. Big Fatty, it sounds like a horror weekend. The only problem was that none of them wanted to be the one to stick the cork in. So they bought a monkey and trained him to stick corks in bottles. After a week or two, they stick the monkey in the pen with the pig and a cork. And after a minute, the monkey did what he was supposed to do. The farmers fed the pig for a month, and sure enough, they won first prize. Once they got home, they realized they still had to take the cork out, so they trained this same monkey to take corks out of bottles. They stuck the monkey in the pen with the pig, and the farmers woke up 3 days later in the hospital with a reporter sitting next to them. The reporter asked the first farmer, "What's the last thing you remember?" He said, "Shit flying everywhere." The reporter asked the second farmer the same question and got the same response. And when she got to the third farmer and asked him what he could remember, he started crying. The reporter asked, "What's the matter?" The farmer replied, "The last thing I remember is the look on the poor monkey's face as he tried to stick the cork back in." Be ready, that's just vulgar. So, anyway, y'all, Brian, thank you for that. Y'all, Paul, who sends me as many of these things as my mother does, sent me one called Why? And it says, "Why do supermarkets make the sick wall all the way to the back of the store to get their prescriptions while healthy people can buy cigarettes at the front?" Big Fatty, that's a good one. "Why do people order double cheeseburgers, large fries, and a Diet Coke?" No idea. "Why do banks leave the vault doors open and then chain the pins to the counters?" Good point. "Why do we leave cars worth thousands of dollars in our driveways and put our useless junk in the garage?" Big Fatty, that's a good one. "And you ever wonder why the sun lightens your hair but darkens your skin?" No, Big Fatty. Why can't women put on mascara with the mouth closed? Big Fatty, not gonna touch that one. Why don't you ever see the headline, "Psychic Wins Lottery"? Big Fatty. Why is abbreviated such a long word? Big Fatty. Why is it that the doctors call what they do practice? Big Fatty. Why is lemon juice made with artificial flavoring and dishwashing liquid made with real lemons? Big Fatty, that's a good one. Why is the man who invests all your money called a broker? Big Fatty. That's a real good one. Why is the time of day with the slowest traffic called rush hour? Big Fatty, that's a great one. Why isn't there mouse-flavored cat food? Big Fatty, that would be lovely for the kitties to eat, the little mice. Why didn't Noah swat those two mosquitoes? Mosquitoes? Big Fatty, speak clearly. Why do they sterilize the needle for lethal injections? You don't know, you know that indestructible black box used on the Aeroplanos? Well, why don't they just make the whole damn plane out of that stuff? And, why don't sheep shrink when it rains? Why are they called apartments when they're all stuck together? If flying is so safe, why do they call the airport the terminal? And now that you've smiled at least once, it's your turn to spread the stupidity. Big Fatty, he's done it, and now so have you. That's just lovely. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, lovely Thursday. And y'all, I just noticed here that I've got a coupon, huh? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? But y'all, clearly I don't have time to tell you about it. So you can look forward to that, Big Fatty. It's magical, Big Fatty. It's just magical that you brought that coupon out, right, Adam?
Kind of like a genie or something.
Oh, yes, and would you like to rub my lamp?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.